The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. We're in very good hands for the next hour. A man of great experience wrote this story, and by experience, I don't mean a rosy life or a life of ease. His was a hard life. In fact, he took his writing name from a prison guard at the Columbus, Ohio Penitentiary, where he served a 3-year sentence. Between you and me, he wasn't even guilty. But our friend served his time and used it by inventing these great stories. The name he borrowed from the prison guard was Orrin Henry. Yep, you guessed it. Our author called himself O. Henry.
I beg your pardon, but aren't you Jefferson Peters?
As I live and breathe. If it ain't Wilhelmina Trotter. Willie Trotter. Willie, how is that enterprising husband of yours these days?
Oh, he left me a widow, Jeff. So here I am, slinging hash.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He was his stingy self right to the end. Didn't leave me a dime.
Oh. Well, this is your lucky day then, Willie. I might just have a proposition for you to put you on Easy Street.
Our drama, Wanted a Husband, adapted from a story of O. Henry's by G. Frederick Lewis, stars Fred Gwynn.
It is sponsored in part by True Value Hardware Stores. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
It's your way of looking good. You're looking good. Having fun in summer like you should.
It's easy to stay cool with Avon's Feelin' Fresh Body Splash. It even has moisturizers. Feelin' Fresh is as much fun as a plunge into a swimming pool.
You've got lots of things to do. So we bring Avon.
Where is that clerk? Oh,
can I help you?
We have to see the hotel manager.
Right away.
I'll get him.
In hurry. Oh, John.
It's okay.
Our vacation's ruined.
Don't worry, honey. Please, maybe we can find someone who will help.
Hi, I'm the hotel manager.
Well, listen, we've lost our traveler's checks.
All of them. What should we do?
Well, what kind were they?
American Express.
Right. American Express. Come on, I've got their number right here.
Ah.
You can call for help anytime from anywhere in the country with American Express traveler's checks. Ask for them by name.
I can't.
Don't miss a moment of all the exciting college and high school football action this fall because you're sitting too far from the field. Herber's Camera Shop in Champaign's Campus Town can take you right to the middle of the action with a pair of Minolta binoculars. Minolta specializes in pocket and compact binoculars to zoom you right onto the field without being saddled with the bulk and weight of conventional binoculars. And since Minolta has been a leader in photographic lenses for many years, you are assured of precision optics. Stop at Herber's and check out the Minolta binoculars. You'll see a world of difference. And while you're at Herber's, be sure to stock up on all the film and supplies you'll need to capture the excitement and color of the coming season forever. Herber's Camera Shop, your hometown camera shop at 608 East Green in Champaign's Campus Town.
A lot of talk about the good old days. You don't hear that so much anymore. Maybe it's because, as a good friend once said to me, nostalgia ain't what it used to be. So for the balance of this hour, I'm appointing myself chief inspector of those wild and wicked, harmless and hazardous years when to be good was to be lonely. And those who were bad had a kind of pizzazz, which they don't seem to have anymore. Which is probably why these two gents are being let off the old Prairie 440 in a real hurry.
Get out, you bums! Out!
okay?
Yeah. Lucky I landed on the one haystack in this field. No bones broken, Jeff.
You don't have any bones back there, Andy.
That conductor ought to take something for his hasty temper.
Yeah, I thought he was a mite inconsiderate myself.
Now, we told him we just didn't have time to buy our tickets when the train left Chicago.
What we didn't reckon on is they don't sell passenger tickets on these freights. So he didn't believe us.
He didn't throw out our suitcases either. And I had two brand new suits in mind.
Yeah, so did I. Well, he's welcome to them. At least we got out of Chicago before the law caught up with us.
Yeah. I got a good mind to stretch out right here in this field and catch a little shut-eye. What time is it?
There's your answer. I'd say about 5.
5 o'clock in the morning. Where?
Cairo. That's what it says on the roof of that barn in big letters.
Oh, Jeff. I see a young lady coming out of that farmhouse over there with a pail of slops for the pigs. How's about we mosey over in her direction and request some breakfast?
Andrew Tucker, you speak like the vagabond and vagrant the conductor accused us of being before he gave us the boot.
Jefferson Peters, shall we deliver your halo or will you eat it right here?
We don't accept charity. We have $6,000 of old man Harness's gold stock investment between us. That ought to enable us to buy our own breakfast, get ourselves some new duds, check into Cairo's finest flea bag, and see what little money-making scheme we can come up with.
You got any new ideas, Jeff?
A never-ending fun, pal. In my day, I have engaged in as many stratagems for making money as there are recipes for cooking rice in South Carolina. Did I ever tell you the good days when I sold liniment and cough cures in Fisher Hall, Arkansas, in a buckskin suit, moccasins, long hair, and a 30-carat diamond ring?
Yeah, Jeff.
That I got from an actor in Texarkana. I wonder what he ever did with the pocket knife I swapped him for. Well, Jeff, I was Dr. Wahoo, the celebrated Indian medicine
Jeff,
man.
Jeff, there's a farmer heading our way with a pitchfork.
Well, why didn't you say so, pal? Let's get ourselves out of this hayfield quick before he leaves his autograph on the seat of our pants.
You know, Jeff, if you don't mind my saying so, the service in this hash house is not very good. In fact, it is terrible. What do you suppose happened to my eggs, hash, and coffee?
Well, I think everyone's hiding in the kitchen. They're all scared of that beard and mustache of yours, Andy.
Oh, you don't think it's a good disguise?
It doesn't look like you.
Well, it's not supposed to.
Well, it doesn't look like anyone.
That's what a disguise aims to do. Incognito.
Andy, it's more like Bobo, the dog face boy. It has no resemblance to any known member of the human race.
Well, maybe I stuck it on too fast, but I had to just in case my reputation preceded me.
You been to Cairo before, Andy?
Yeah, before we teamed up.
Have you or haven't you? I have to know in case we want to do business here.
No, I haven't. Hey, somebody, how long does it take? Where's the food?
Coming up.
That's what you said a half an hour ago. What happened, ma'am? I want 3 once over lightly.
Well, we had to wait till the hens got good and ready. I'll be back.
Andy, do you know who I think that is?
Yep, the slowest hashling in the West.
No. I think she's Zeke Trotter's wife. Wilhelmina Trotter. Willie, for short. But why would she be waiting tables in a joint like this?
Who's Zeke Trotter?
Shh. Here she comes.
Here you are, boys. Enjoy yourselves.
Food. Now, who is she, Jeff?
She's coming back.
Well, here's your coffee. The manager asked me to ask you, have you got the money to pay for all this?
Mr. Tucker, the sugar lady.
I beg your pardon, but aren't you Jeff Peters?
As I live and breathe, if it ain't Wilhelmina Trotter. Willie. How's that enterprising husband of yours these days?
Oh, he left me a widow, Jeff. So here I am.
Old Zeke left us all. For good. I am sorry to hear that.
Oh, he was his stingy old self right to the end. Didn't leave me one thin dime.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that too, Willie. Was he took sudden? Or am I being indelicate to ask?
Well, Zeke used to make up a liniment to sell off the wagon. And all it was alcohol and vegetable dye. And when Zeke got too lazy to work, he'd disappear behind the wagon and drink a bottle or two. Then that didn't sell too well, so he cooked up Doc Dreyfus's dyspepsia cure. One night it got slow. He took a slug of that. A week later, I buried him. That was a year ago.
A sad story, Willie. I'm sorry to hear you tell it.
Well, to tell the truth, Jeff, I'm happier doing what I'm doing than being Zeke's wife. Men are rotten. A prison company accepted.
So all's well that ends well, as the good book says.
Yeah, good book says nothing of the sort. Jeff Peters, I am sorry you haven't reformed.
But I have. Now my mission in life is to teach sinners, those who are after something for nothing. Because there is no such thing.
Another cup of coffee, please.
Jeff, your friend with the beaver to end all beavers wants another cup of coffee. If you'll excuse me, I'll get it for him.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, lovely person, isn't she? You know, might be a good person to enlist into our confidence.
Yes, that's what I was afraid you were thinking. I am not enamored of working our side of the street with the ladies.
You don't think she might be useful?
Well, speaking from experience, I have not found the ladies particularly trustworthy.
They lack experience. That's why. They don't need our line of work. You see, they have their own line of graft. It's called marriage. Florida is full of widows who latched onto meal tickets and bank accounts and drove their husbands to an early grave. But Willie, the widow Trotter, she might be just the right lure, the bait, for a little matrimonial agency. Nothing fancy, but it ought to be considered.
Not by me.
I'd like to make old Zeke proud of the gal that he left behind him.
Yes, I'm the editor. You gentlemen looking for someone?
Yes, we wish to place an advertisement in your newspaper.
Oh, certainly. Now let me into my office. Come on in. Have yourselves a stool.
My name is Jefferson Peters, and this is my associate, Andrew Tucker, Esquire. Peters and Tucker, Limited.
Now make yourselves at home. Just kick that spittoon over to one side.
We shan't be staying long, sir. Time is money. I understand this newspaper, the Cairo Courier, is one of several newspapers that you own.
No, I don't. Wish I did. I'm the editor, advertising manager, sports columnist, births and deaths and socials, public notices, chief cook and bottle washer for the Courier.
Peters and Tucker have a very special announcement we'd like to run for a few weeks. Perhaps longer, in the Courier.
Not the other 20 papers we have in our chain?
Where are they?
Illinois, Indiana, Missouri. May I have a look?
By all means. Mr. Tucker, hand the good editor our proposed advertisement.
Charming widow, beautiful, home-loving, 32 years, possessing $2,000 cash and owning valuable country property, would remarry. Would prefer a poor man with affectionate disposition to one with means, as she realizes that the solid virtues are oftenest to be found in the humble walks of life. You know, Mr. Tucker, you have captured the American way of life in this one sentence.
I thought he did also.
I'll continue. No objection to elderly man or one of homely appearance, if faithful and true and competent to manage property and invest money with judgment. Signed, Lonely, care of Peters and Tucker, agents. Now, Mr. Peters, you wish a box number here at the paper?
That would be preferable. We're staying at the Arch Hotel here in Cairo.
Now, put it at the bottom after your names. Box so-and-so, whatever number's available. Well, let me see. I have them right here. 96, no. 97, 98, now that's being used. 99, that's yours, gentlemen. Box 99, Carroll Courier, Carroll, Illinois. Gentlemen, if I wasn't a happily married man, I just might send in an application to meet that lonely lady myself.
The Gentle Grafter, the book of O. Henry stories from which our dramatization is derived, contains much charm and craziness, and as the author says, more truth than poetry. Think of the excitement of those days. A New Yorker taking only 65 days to drive his auto from coast to coast. The New York subway starts its first Broadway run. An immigrant heading for the USA from anywhere in Europe pays only $10. Great days. And lots more to come when I return shortly with Act Two.
Oh, great master.
Yes?
My daughter and I have traveled far to seek your wisdom.
Is that your daughter with the,
bag over her head?
Bag.
Yes. Say hello, April.
Hi.
Why is she...
Her cream rinse gives her hair the greasy...
Oh, Daddy.
Yes, that bag looks like it held a 6-year supply of French fries.
Thanks.
What can we do, sire?
Well, let's see here. Take the root of the imbo bush.
I tried that.
The juice of the beagleberry.
Look, nothing works. All in permanent greasies. Oh, no.
Now, look, I'll tell you what my kids use. Agree cream rinse and conditioner.
Agree?
Yes, agree cream rinse and conditioner. Is 99% oil-free.
Oh.
So it helps stop the greasies.
No more greasies. I won't have to brown bag it.
Yes, my daughter's hair became so beautiful, she was elected homecoming queen at Guru U.
Wow.
Hey,
how can I thank you for telling me about Agree?
Give me some advice. Should I let my daughter wear pantyhose?
How old is she?
28.
Oh, then I think...
Both legs?
Yes, both.
Fine.
You can search the wide world over and may never find anything that can help stop the greasies better than Agree cream rinse and conditioner. And be sure and try Agree shampoo. It helps stop the greasies, too.
What do boating, flying, hunting, nature study, and astronomy all have in common? A pair of quality Nikon binoculars can make all of these activities and others more enjoyable for you. With football season just beginning, a good pair of Nikon binoculars from Rivers Camera Shop can put you in the middle of the action. Professional scouts, sports writers, and broadcasters have known for years that binoculars are an indispensable part of their equipment. At Herbers, you can see many different models of Nikon binoculars, so you can choose the pair that best fills your needs, from compact to wide-angle to night viewing. No one knows more about precision optics than Nikon. After all, they've been making quality photographic lenses for years. All of the models come complete with neck strap and zipper pouch or a hard leather case, and eye cup, shoulder straps, and other accessories are available. See the complete line of Nikon binoculars today at your hometown camera shop, Herbers, at 608 East Green in Champaign's Campustown.
Firm of Peters and Tucker are developing an apparently foolproof scheme to shear the sheepish, or should I say, to fleece the male animal. Many have come to believe the female of the species are the more proficient at this sport, but O. Henry submits that when it comes to greed, wanting something for nothing, or looking out for number one, men are exactly in the same boat.
It's too good to be true, Jeff. Oh, I had to restrain my laughter when that editor accepted the entire matrimonial without a murmur, word for word, and said he'd be honored to print it.
Why shouldn't he, Andy? It's all legitimate.
Well, now that's done, all we have to do is wait for the inquiries. Then Peters and Tucker will answer requesting a few dollars for postage and handling, and that's it.
That is not it. Now we must find ourselves a charming widow who fits the description, give or take a year or two, and then...
Well, why do we have to do that? What has a matrimonial advertisement got to do with a female?
Andy, you know my rule. The article to be sold must be existent, visible, and producible. Otherwise, capital T, trouble. We have to be able to produce said charming widow.
Oh, I see. Just in case a postal inspector might get it into his head to investigate. But where would you hope to find a widow who would waste her time on a matrimonial that had no matrimony in it?
Our Lady of the Lunch Counter?
The Widow Charter?
None other.
So this is the advertisement you've placed in the Cairo Courier.
To the letter, Willie.
Is this an honest deal you're putting forth?
Honest, did you say?
My very words. I'm afraid my late husband made me extremely suspicious of schemes of any kind.
Oh, Willie, my partner, Andy Tucker, you met him, I believe?
Oh, the gentleman with the excessive amount of hair on his face?
Yes.
Making him almost unrecognizable?
The very same.
Mm.
Andy and me have computed the calculation that 3,000 men in this broad country will endeavor to secure your fair hand and ostensible money and property through our advertisement.
That many?
And out of that number, any one of the 3,000 will expect to give you, in exchange, if they should win you, themselves.
And what would he be like?
A lazy, mercenary loafer. A failure in life, a swindler, and a contemptible fortune seeker.
Well, that's why I've remained a widow. Once bitten by my late husband, never again.
Me and Andy, by the way, he sent his apologies. He was detained on business and could not attend our meeting. Me and Andy proposed to teach these preyers upon society a lesson. And that is the basis of our proposition to you.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, I might have known you wouldn't have gone into anything that wasn't opprobrious. But what will my duties be?
You will live at a quiet hotel, have your meals sent up, read all the magazines you care to. There is no work to it. Andy and I will attend to all the correspondence and business of it. We will pay you $25 a week and all hotel expenses.
Oh. Well, Jeff, give me 5 minutes to get my things together and leave the front door key with a neighbor, and you can let my salary begin.
Yes, Miss Peters, I sent word to your hotel to have you come right over here to the office of the Courier. Come along the passageway with me. You may well ask why I myself, the editor of the Cairo Courier, is taking time from his busy day on this matter.
I was going to ask you that, as a matter of fact.
Well, this is why. Take a gander.
You don't mean all those sacks of mail are for us?
In response to one single advertisement placed on one day in our chain of newspapers, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri.
Well, we're very gratified. We shall place more announcements with you, sir.
Not until I have satisfied myself as to the veracity of your endeavors, Mr. Peters.
You would like to meet our client? Is that what you're saying, sir?
Only in the capacity as the editor of the Courier.
Is that to convince yourself there is such a widow?
Perhaps a bit more than that.
Well, you name it and I'll see what can be done.
The matter of the ladies... holdings?
You don't happen to mean her bank account, do you, sir?
I suppose I do, yes.
Only right and proper you should exercise this care. The lady's name is Mrs. Zeke Trotter, a widow who lives here in Cairo.
Uh-huh.
I knew her late husband, an exceptionally honest gent who, unfortunately, died penniless, leaving Mrs. Trotter on her uppers, so to speak. Until our agency came to her attention, she was working at the Owl Restaurant on Main Street. A fact easily verifiable.
But if Mr. Trotter died penniless, your advertisement claims she has property and $2,000. Why should she wish to or need to work in the Owl Restaurant?
You see, that money she has refused to touch. Here, sir. Here's her bank book.
Huh?
You see? All in order. She had mislaid her old one. I had a new one made up for her.
Mm.
Now, if you can... Do you think you could give me a hand with those mail sacks?
I can do better than that, Miss Peters. I'll have one of our newspaper vans deliver them right to your hotel.
You are very kind, sir.
But, Jeff, do you think it's safe to give Mrs. Trotter a $2,000 bank book with all that money in her name?
Andy, Willie is square and reliable. Now, old partner, let's get to work opening our mail.
My guess is that in this one mailbag alone, there are several hundred letters.
At least. And let's hope they keep coming in, week out.
Well, for how long?
There's no time limit in my ability to appropriate other people's money.
And then what?
Every applicant gets a reply from Peterson Tucker, informing him the widow was deeply impressed with his straightforward letter, and will he please write again, giving more particulars, perhaps a photo if it's handy, and a fee for handling. $4.
Yes, four? Why four?
Five is too much, and three is too little. Remember, Andy, every 100 letters you receive an answer is $400. Every 200 letters is $800. The first 1,000 between us is 4,000 spondulix. So stop complaining and sharpen your fingernails.
Getting mighty tired of writing to these simpletons.
Well, the beauty of the scheme is we're getting better than 90% return on our letters for requesting $4 per.
No, I wasn't cut out for this indoor life. It's almost too much trouble for me to open the replies and take the money out.
Yeah, I'd rather do that than have to deal with those who show up in Cairo in person.
Not one of them looks as if he'd ever worn a tie before.
Yeah. The next gay Lothario who shows up to meet the widow of his dreams, Andy, you take care of him. Getting so that every time I show my face at Willie's hotel and say, Mrs. Trotter, may I come in? I have a gentleman with me. The way she says, all right, show him in, ruins my day. So the next Romeo is your Romeo, Andy.
You, Jeff, there's someone at the door.
I've dealt with too many of those love-smitten old geezers. It's your turn.
Well, help me on with the mustache and the chin whiskers, will you? Sure hope I haven't got this on crooked.
No, it's fine. It's hairy, but beautiful. I'm leaving via the bathroom window. Remember, no one sees Willie Trotter without an appointment, and they take from 1 to 3 days to arrange. Bye, old sport.
Well, come on in. We don't stand on ceremony here.
Peterson Tucker?
Andrew Tucker here. Peters is out. What can I do for you?
Mind if I have a look around?
Well, depends on what you're looking for. This is a private office, you know. If you're hoping for a look-see at our clients, she's not here.
No, as a matter of fact, I did come to see you about the lady.
Well, I hope you haven't come far. She only sees people by appointment.
Well, I have, sort of, all the way from Washington.
Are you...
I am. Here's my card, my badge. I see you've got a lot of mail today.
You're a postal inspector.
Oh, yes. Didn't I tell you that?
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you in your work.
Interrupt me? My friend, do I have the name right? P.J. Nethersole?
Nethersole.
By all means. Now, allow me to take you down to the Riverside Hotel and have you meet our client, Mrs. Trotter herself.
Well, I'd like to very much.
I've never met a government employee before. Tell me something about yourself, Mr. Nethersole.
Well, I was going to ask you the same question.
Young man, I don't answer questions. I ask them. What are your prospects?
Mrs. Trotter, this gentleman is a postal inspector. He'd like to have a look at your bankbook.
Oh, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Here you are.
Well, I'd say everything's in order.
Well, of course it is. And if you weren't a married man, I'd leave you to talk a while with a lady. We won't mention the $4 fee.
Well, thank you very much. If I wasn't, I might. Good day, Mrs. Trotter.
Well, I'll be going along with you also, Mr. Nethersole. Regret to have inconvenienced you, Mrs. Trotter, but Uncle Samuel must be served. Is everything to your satisfaction, madam?
Mr. Tucker, may I say something to you in private? Will you excuse us, Mr. Nethersole?
No, go right ahead.
Mr. Tucker, I wish you would consider a haircut and a shave. You might be quite nice looking if one could see your face.
Partner, we've taken in about $8,000, and I think it's time to quit, don't you?
I wouldn't be averse.
Last time I talked to Willie, I got the impression she was getting tired of her job. I think there have been too many callers in person, and she doesn't care for that.
Well, it was supposed to be mostly a mail-order business.
Yep, I think we can all safely pull up stakes. I'll get Willie to take her $2,000 out of the bank and return it to us. I'd say for a couple of months' hard work, we haven't done too badly.
Nope. Not too.
Well, Jefferson, I didn't expect to see you today. You haven't got another one of them waiting outside, have you? I don't think I could stand it. I'm sorry.
Wilhelmina, please. I'm the one who should be sorry. I know it's been a strain.
Oh, everything's a strain. I don't know what to do. I just don't. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you and Mr. Tucker after all you've both done for me.
Hurt us, Willie? Why, we were just saying it's time we got you out of this hotel room, put an end to our punishment of the male animal, and I expect you could probably find your old job back at the Owl restaurant if you wanted it.
You mean it's all over?
Yes, Willie, that's exactly what I mean.
Oh, no. It can't be over just yet.
Willie, I thought you were getting tired of this parade of ridiculous suitors and you'd be happy to call it a day.
Oh, not now. Not now, please.
Willie, you knew this wasn't going to go on forever. You made yourself good money, saved it all. What more could you ask?
I feel so miserable. What can I do?
But you've got yourself a nice nest egg, haven't you? All these months with no expenses? Now, all Mr. Tucker and I would like you to do today is to mosey down to the bank and tell them you're closing out your account, take the $2,000 we gave you to show people, give it back to us, we shake hands, and that's it.
That's just it, Jeff. I can't give you back that $2,000.
Trust is its weakest point. Author O. Henry has Jeff Peters say, a trust is like an egg, and it's not like an egg. If you want to break an egg, you have to do it from the outside. But the only way to break up a trust is from the inside. Every trust bears inside it the seeds of its own destruction. What he's saying is everyone is vulnerable. How and when, we'll discover certainly when I return shortly with Act 3.
Got a special house? Get a special house paint at a very special offer. Buy 4 gallons of Olympic Overcoat, get 1 more gallon free. Overcoat's the paint that beats Sears Weather Beater. 94 out of 100 homeowners said it looked better longer after white and red samples of both were weathered for 2 years in Florida. Olympic Overcoat for your special house. Now on special with Olympic Stain. 1 free with 4 till September 7th only at participating Olympic dealers.
Glass Plus is all you need on windows. What's a whole lot more?
Glass Plus stovetops. Glass Plus plastic. Glass Plus appliances. Glass Plus.
Glass Plus is all you need on windows. What's a whole lot more?
Glass Plus vinyl. Glass Plus chrome. Glass Plus bathroom fixtures. Glass Plus. It does windows plus a whole lot more.
Plus a whole lot more.
Don't miss a moment of all the exciting college and high school football action this fall because you're sitting too far from the field. Weber's Camera Shop in Champaign's campus town can take you right to the middle of the action with a pair of Minolta binoculars. Minolta specializes in pocket and compact binoculars to zoom you right onto the field without being saddled with the bulk and weight of conventional binoculars. And since Minolta has been a leader in photographic lenses for many years, you are assured of precision optics. Stop at Weber's and check out the Minolta binoculars. You'll see a world of difference. And while you're at Weber's, be sure to stock up on all the film and supplies you'll need to capture the excitement and color of the coming season forever. Herbert's Camera Shop, your hometown camera shop at 608 East Green in Champaign's campus town.
Interesting, the words you hear when O. Henry unfolds his stories. Words like peccadillo, spondulix, simoleon, grafter. Words not much in use anymore.
but their meanings are as much alive as their equivalent in adventure, hard cash, and confidence tricks. We pick up Jeff Peters, those words flashing from his mind as he beats a hasty retreat from the Arch Hotel and Andy.
That's what she said, Andy. Wilhelmina can't fork over the 2,000 simoleons we put into the bank in her name.
She can't?
I suspect won't.
I can't say I didn't warn you.
I would have put my last dollar on the line. I trusted her so.
You came close.
Andy, why don't you talk to her? You've hardly seen the girl, and she might open up to you what's happened to the 2,000.
Oh, I doubt it. The time when I brought up P.J. Neversole, the postal inspector, she as much told me if I plucked my plumage, I might pass for a human face.
So goes, you really are clean-shaven.
Now, Jeff, you've known her from long ago. She knows you, not me. We can't afford to take that kind of a loss. You go on back there and find out the truth.
Come in. Oh, it's you.
Wilhelmina. Willie. Have you been crying all this time?
Yes, I have. I feel so badly about everything.
Oh, well, now tell Papa. So you can't give us back the money that was in the bank. I understand that.
Oh, it's not that I can't.
You mean you still have it?
Oh, yes. It's still in the bank. I haven't touched it.
You still have it? Well, that's a relief.
No, it's terrible. It means everything's worse. I wish I didn't have that money. I wish I'd never seen it.
You just come on down to the bank with me. You take it out and give it to me, and I'll make sure you never see it again.
Jeff, I'll tell you. You were always a friend of Zeke's. Jeff, I'm in love. Hmm? I love a certain man so hard, I can't bear not to get him. He's the very ideal I've always had in mind.
Then take him if the feeling's mutual. Does he return the sentiment according to the specifications and the painfulness you have described?
He does.
Do I know him?
I don't think so. He's one of the gentlemen who came to see me.
Oh, so it was in connection with the advertisement.
That's the problem. He won't marry me unless I give him the 2,000. Act of faith, he calls it.
Act of faith? What's his name, Wilhelmina?
William Wilkinson.
Mrs. Trotter, please, try to restrain yourself. If it was left to me, I'd say, take this 2,000 and the man of your choice and be happy.
Oh, I knew you would.
Well, we could afford to do that because we have cleaned up. Well, I can't say how much, but a considerable amount from these suckers. Suckers who want to marry you. But, you see, I have a partner, Andy Tucker, and he has to be consulted.
Do you think there's any hope? Hope for me, I mean.
Andy's a good man, very keen on business. He is my equal partner financially, and I will talk to Andy and see what can be done.
Well, I was expecting something like this, Jeff. What did I tell you? You cannot trust a woman. I was suspicious to begin with. But when you invited me out for dinner on you at Delmonico's, I was downright wary.
It's a sad thing, Andy, to think that we'll be the cause of breaking a woman's heart. Well, we've made over $10,000 on this little peccadillo. You're a hard man, Andy.
You really think so?
A heart made of stone.
I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say.
Well, perhaps I have been too suspicious of people. Hey, go on. Go back to Mrs. Trotter and tell her to draw the $2,000 from the bank and give it to the man she's infatuated with and be happy.
Andy, you are full of surprises. You've got a good heart. Wilhelmina, it's me, Jeff. Sorry I couldn't get here this morning. Let me in, Willie. I got wonderful news. It's open. Willie, is anyone here?
Is this your room, mister?
Hello, officer. No, it isn't. I'm paying a call on a friend of mine.
Is that what brings you to somebody else's room?
Is something the matter, officer?
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. We got a call at the station about 6 o'clock this morning saying there was a lot of strange noises and yelling and crying like a woman being hurt. So we came up to investigate. You always visit your lady friends coming up to their rooms unannounced?
Not always, and she's not a lady friend. She's the widow of a very dear friend of mine, and I came to give her some very good news.
Would you mind telling me what it is?
My partner and I are going to give her a very big personal wedding present.
You'd have me believe that?
I believe that. Oh, Jeff, that's wonderful.
Lady, who are you?
I know what you're going to say, Sergeant. I'll pay for the damage I did. I went a little daft this morning. Then I ran out and went to the Owl to see if I could get my old job back. And then I just came back here to get my clothes.
Oh, are you Mrs. Trotter?
Yes, I am. Are there any charges? I'm sorry I made such a mess in my room.
I don't know. You hear so many stories in this job, they just roll off, feel like water from a duck's back. Sorry I bothered you.
Officer, Mrs. Trotter's going to get married. Don't you want to wish her luck?
He's gone. So, you hang on to that money, dear. Do with it what you want. And the next time I see you, it won't be Mrs. Trotter anymore. And in mere happy, you're going to be happy. And that's about the size of it. Everything packed, Andy?
Yeah, sure. Taking more out of town than we brought in.
Say, wouldn't you like to go down and congratulate Mrs. Trotter once before we leave? We got till the noon train.
No, I don't think so. I'm still nervous we won't get out of town before someone gets wise.
Well, let me see if I can lift these suitcases off the bed. Oh, boy, she is filled.
Well, I always like nice clothes. And I don't mind carrying both cases as long as you're responsible for the money.
Yeah, that's what this little money belt is for.
Well, here, then put this for the rest.
What do you give me?
A roll of a couple of hundreds, 20 or so.
What is it?
It's Mrs. Trotter's 2,000.
How do you come to have it?
Oh, she gave it to me. I've been calling on her 3 evenings a week for almost a month. No, more than a month.
You?
Yes, me. Without the beaver, the phony whiskers.
Then you're William Wilkinson.
I was.
Andrew Tucker, aren't you ashamed, toying with the affections of a lovely widow like that?
Well, now, I'm just not as trusting as you, Jeff. If it hadn't been me, who knows who would have put his mitts on all that money, huh? I was only warding off some other, Mr. Wilkinson.
So it was you all along.
I was only protecting our investment.
Open up in the name of the law.
Andy, we're being apprehended. Out the window. Too late.
Are you Jefferson Peters?
I am.
Here to come with me.
What for?
Who's this gentleman?
And who might you be, sir?
P.J. Nethersole, U.S. Postal Inspector. Where's that fellow with the heavy beard, your partner, Tucker?
Mr. Postal Inspector, my name is William Wilkinson, and here's my card. I wish to make a complaint. I paid $4 to meet a widow, and this gentleman tells me she's unable to see me today. Now, I come from a long ways to meet this lady.
Mr. Wilkinson, my advice to you is to go home. You're fortunate you only lost $4. Mr. Peters, come with me.
What seems to be the trouble here?
The reason you're standing before this police desk awaiting to be booked is a charge of fraud brought against you by Mrs. Trotter. You know her.
Of course I know her.
Well, according to the lady, she was inveigled into giving a gentleman $2,000. And the man skipped town.
How is that my responsibility?
Using the mails to defraud.
Hold on here. Nothing we did was fraud. Because a gentleman answering our advertisement played fast and loose with the widow Trotter. How are we responsible for that?
Officer, where's the lady? She said she'd be here to sign the complaint.
Jeff, what are they doing to you?
Wilhelmina, what's all this I hear about you blaming me because this, what was his name? He skipped out on you.
Oh, Jeff, what will you think of me? I just flew off the handle again.
Are you ready, ma'am, to swear out the complaint?
Officer, it's all right. It turned out all right. It isn't his fault at all. I was mistaken. You see, Jeff, I thought Mr. Wilkinson had disappeared, taken the money, the $2,000, and gone. I was desperate. And then I thought it was all a scheme, you two together.
But you don't now.
Well, William came by the hour and said, pack a bag, we're going to get hitched. Well, I must go. I must pack. We're taking the evening train. Goodbye, everyone. I'm sorry if I caused trouble.
A jealous woman, the things they'll do. Comes to you public-spirited folk and makes accusations. My, my. What time is it, Sergeant?
It's just noon.
Both you gentlemen are fortunate. I don't sue the britches off you for detaining a citizen without cause.
I regret the occasion exceedingly, Mr. Peter.
So do I. I hope you will forgive my overzealousness.
Mm. Tell me, are both you married?
Oh, yes.
So am I.
That's punishment enough.
Well, if I hurry, I may be able to catch the 12:30.
Jeff! Jeff! In this coach!
Oh, you just made it.
Well, I was sure you would. Well, how do you like riding first class out of Cairo? Beats the way we arrived, doesn't it?
Where's our bag?
In the rack over our head.
What made you so sure I'd be on this train, Andy?
Well, now, Jeff, my boy, when I saw that old postal inspector hauling you off the Huskow, it didn't take me long to figure out who said what to whom.
You smelled a rat.
Oh, no. Perfume. Another proof of the unreliability of women.
They sure do turn on you when you need them most. Willie was angry that you'd run out on her. That's why she set the law on me. Held me responsible.
Yes, I knew that. So I told her marriage was in the offing and sent her over to the pokey to get you out. Did she apologize nicely?
No, but old Nethersold and company ate some crow.
Well, I'll have to confess to you, Jeff, at the last moment, I was thinking of giving her back her $2,000. A charitable act, you know. But you had the money.
Andy, in our line of business, one has to remember where charity begins and ends.
I know. At home.
So Jeff Peters and Andy Tucker are back on the road to larceny. As Jeff has often said, Satan is a hard boss to work for. When other people are having their vacations is when he keeps you the busiest. He always finds somebody for idle hands to do. I shall be back in a few moments.
Hi, Pat Summerall to remind you, fall's the time to finish your outdoor painting while the weather's still nice. And during Fall National True Test Paint Week at True Value Hardware Stores, Weatherall Acrylic Latex House Paint is just $10.97 a gallon. Weatherall's tough finish breathes to resist blistering and peeling. And True Test Weatherall protects against stains and discoloration longer. True Value Hardware Stores also offer a wide selection of interior paints. True Test Easy Care Latex Wall and Trim Finish provides a soft, flat finish that scrubs clean without leaving a shine or ruining the color. It's ideal for walls and woodwork in every room. And Easy Care is just $11.99 a gallon during Fall National True Test Paint Week until September the 7th, only at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers. And remember, you can save gas. You won't have to drive far for your hardware and houseware needs. If you're looking for values, service, and selection, you'll find them nearby at any one of the more than 5,000 True Value hardware stores and home centers located nationwide.
I can't wait to meet your daughter, sir.
Well, I'll call her. Evie!
What?
Come here, would you?
This better be good.
She's got a lot of spunk.
Yes.
What is it?
Evie, I'd like you to meet a nice young man.
Oh, no, my hair looks dirty. Daddy, how could you do this to me? I want to die!
I'm afraid her cream rinse makes her hair a little greasy.
May I suggest a Agree?
Of course you'd agree. All you have to do is look at her.
No, Agree cream rinse and conditioner. It helps stop the greasies.
Really?
Sure. After I shampoo, I use Agree cream rinse and conditioner and...
And it helps stop the greasies.
Right.
Gee, it sounds like I would like Agree, too.
Well, Agree cream rinse and conditioner is 99% oil-free.
Evie, stop crying. I'll go get some Agree.
And after you use it, I'll drive you to the movies, okay, Evie?
No.
Why not?
Because you got a creepy car.
What?
It's a brown station wagon. I hate stations.
Some conditioners contain oils that can cause the greasies, but Agree cream rinse and conditioner is 99% oil-free. And try Agree shampoo. It helps stop the greasies, too.
I'm glad you decided to come to the movie. Your hair looks great.
Thank you. And I love your station wagon.
Arthur O. Henry creates two very real characters, Jeff and Andy, who can almost make you believe in the legitimate ethics of pure swindling. I suspect they're drawn from life, from the days when the author was in prison. The irony of life is in the words when he writes, "There are two times in a man's life when he gets into bad company, when he's dead broke and when he's rich." Our cast included Fred Gwynn, Ian Martin, Bryna Rayburn, and Ray Owens. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Herbert, your hometown camera shop at 608 Green in Champaign's campus town, has presented the WDWS CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Join us again soon as Herbers again presents our voyage into some of life's great mysteries. Good night.
And that's why we say, go out and buy a bunch today.
That's your new TV commercial, Mr. Sloak, for Snacky Crackies with Raisin Pits.
How much did that actually cost me?
Cost?
Yes.
Well, we're still adding it all up here, $42,000.
Gee, TV is so expensive.
Not as long as there aren't any changes.
Did I mention there may soon be a worldwide shortage of Raisin Pits?
One TV version without Raisin Pits.
How much will that add?
$3,000.
And we want to tell Health Nuts we make Snackies with Health Nuts.
$279,000.
And we need a version that will talk to the financial community.
With a singing mouse and a dancing bunny in a business suit for...
Let me add that one for you. $380,000.
If business conditions make it necessary, with radio you can afford to change commercials fast. If you want to really target consumer groups, it won't cost a fortune to make commercials that fit each audience. Put amazingly flexible radio to work as a primary medium. Radio, it's red hot. For the red hot facts, call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau. They brought you this message.
Check the newspaper food ads for the cents off coupon.
Fine, but also plentiful foods are cheaper.
Ah, but what's plentiful?
Me, plentiful after eating big dinner.
Oh.
No, the USDA notifies your newspaper what fresh foods are most abundant, and they're cheaper. Check them out.
Eat well and save, and also take a real good look at a Gray Day book. It's free, right? Food Quality, USDA, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Temperature at Radio Center stands currently at 72 degrees. You are listening to WDWS in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. CBS News coming your way next.
CBS News, the first trial in connection with the FBI's undercover abscam investigation, is almost ready to go to the jury. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The trial, which began August 11th, involves four defendants, including Pennsylvania Congressman Michael Myers, Camden, New Jersey Mayor Angelo Arricchetti, and two Pennsylvania attorneys. All are charged with bribery and conspiracy. Closing arguments were presented Thursday in a Brooklyn, New York courtroom. Steve Croft has a report.
Judge George Pratt will give the jury its final instructions first thing Friday morning, and then the jury will begin writing one of the final chapters in a political saga called Abscam. Here is the question. Was Congressman Michael Myers play acting when he told undercover FBI agents on videotape that he would help a phony sheikh emigrate to the United States in exchange for $50,000? Or was he play acting when he told his story on the witness stand under oath? The government says it was the latter. U.S. Attorney Thomas Puccio called Myers' explanation that he was just acting out a script written by convicted con man Mel Weinberg utter nonsense. They had to make up a story, Puccio said, and what a story they told. The defense team said the defendants were conned by Weinberg, that their clients were just trying to fleece a rich Arab, not sell official influence. When defense attorney Richard Benvenesti said his client Howard Crichton may be guilty of greed and stupidity, but should not be labeled a felon, the defense seemed to be trying to persuade the jury that the defendants were merely fools, not crooks. Steve Croft, CBS News, Brooklyn.
More news in a moment.
If you're serious about business, have a pencil ready for an important offer from the Wall Street Journal. Recent articles in the Journal reported on corporate profits for the second quarter of 1980 and what to expect the rest of the year, why banks are strengthening their balance sheets, and the hottest personnel topic since affirmative action, employee rights. Other Journal stories revealed why economists expect the high cost of living to maintain a fast pace through 1981, the negative and positive effects of this summer's drought, the pros and cons of legal clinics, and the progress executive women are making in the business world. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 52 weeks of the Journal. That's 260 issues, one for every business day of the year, for just $63. A real money-saving offer. So if you're serious about business, in the continental U.S., call toll-free 800-528-6050. That's 800-528-6050, except in Arizona. You'll be billed later.
Congressional reaction to President Carter's new economic program is running pretty much along party lines. Many Democrats have given the proposals their approval, although some of the responses were a little cool. Senator Edward Kennedy did say the president's proposals for tax cuts and new programs to create jobs are a step in the right direction. Ronald Reagan criticized the program, as did Congressman Clarence Brown of Ohio, the ranking Republican on the Joint Economic Committee.
As I understand what the president is offering in terms of personal tax reductions, it's about $63 per individual return, as opposed to something like $315 per return in the Reagan tax cut. And, of course, the tax increase that will occur in 1981 as a result of the president's previous proposals is about $355. And so he is offering one-fifth of it back to individuals. And I think it's a bomb.
In Warsaw, a Polish government spokesman said Thursday the strikes in that country were escalating like an avalanche. He warned that the walkouts by some 300,000 workers could provoke an abnormal situation. And that appeared to be a veiled warning of possible intervention by the Soviet Union. Negotiators for the strikers and the government appear to be close to an agreement on Thursday, but an impasse developed over the strikers' demands for free trade unions. The Air Force said Thursday that in early September it will begin field surveys of possible sites in Nevada and Utah for the MX missile system. The data from the survey will be used by President Carter to decide where the system will be located. Other sites will also be checked, but the Pentagon has said it favors Nevada and Utah. Now this.
Beginning tomorrow, you can start helping yourself to feel 10 to 25 years younger than you are today. You're never too old to grow young. That's the encouraging message of medical authorities in a special 45-page report called 10 Ways to Grow Healthier as You Grow Older. Based on recent medical research, this report was prepared by America's largest health magazine, Prevention, and it's yours free as a new subscriber. 10 Ways to Grow Healthier as You Grow Older tells about a new method to help you fall asleep faster, about the simple dietary substance that scientists believe may sharpen your memory, about the nutritional program that may add life to your sex life, and much more. To receive this free report, try 12 monthly issues of Prevention for only $7.97. If you don't like the first issue, cancel. You keep the issue, keep the special report too, and owe nothing. Send no money now, just phone toll-free 800-331-1000. That's 800-331-1000. For Prevention and your free report, call 800-331-1000.
A construction worker in Madison, Wisconsin, has found 148 pages of a diary believed to have been written by Arthur Bremer, the man convicted of shooting and crippling Alabama Governor George Wallace in 1972. Bremer is now serving a 63-year prison sentence. The diary says President Nixon was the preferred target and expresses frustration at Bremer's being unable to get close to him. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Sir, I don't understand why you're calling.
I just wanted to thank you for your great little booklet, Climbing Your Family Tree.
Oh, well,
we're told me exactly how to find out who I am and where I come from.
Fine.
You know who I am and where I come from?
No, I don't.
I discovered I'm descended from Snoglavian royalty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, yes. My ancestors founded Snoglavia's biggest industry.
Which is?
Carp.
You say carp?
Right, and for six generations, my family has ruled over the annual carp fish festival.
I see.
This year, they asked me to be the carp king.
You must be very excited.
You bet. I get to ride in a wheelbarrow and wave a 14-pound,
carp? Hmm?
I would order your booklet, so watch for it in the mail.
The booklet?
No, a 14-pound carp.
Oh, not necessary, sir.
Hey, you help me.
Really?
I'll help you.
No, thanks. We don't need any help like that.
Now, a free brochure tells you where and how to...